George Mason University is what is known as a commuter school, with many of its students coming from or living in the local area. But it actually has more students than its former parent, the University of Virginia. Located about 34 kilometers outside of Washington, George Mason started in 1957 as a branch of the University of Virginia. The school became independent in 1972 and was renamed George Mason University for the Virginia planter, who was also a signer of the U.S. Declaration of Independence. GMU has nearly 30,000 students, more than 80% of whom live in the local area. The GMU Patriots play in what is known as the Colonial Athletic Association, which features schools such as Old Dominion and Hofstra. But this month, they have shocked the nation and their opponents by beating Michigan State, reigning champion North Carolina, and Connecticut. Just a few days before Mason plays the University of Florida in the NCAA tournament, a line snakes out of the student union into the bookstore to purchase Final Four t-shirts. Carrie Vitello is one of the managers of the store, and she says the line for Mason Final Four t-shirts has not stopped since the Patriots beat Connecticut on Sunday.
It's hard to tell. At this point, we're well over 12,000, and we just got in another 3 or so, and we're looking at another 5 or so this afternoon. Students, parents, alumni, members of the community, faculty, staff, you name it, they're buying it.
Some of the students in line include Freddie Telhami, a freshman from Springfield, Virginia, with a close-cropped haircut, a large chain, and an earring, and David Maposa, a Springfield, Virginia native of African descent. Both are predicting a win for George Mason, but they differ on the score.
70-65 Mason.
I'm gonna say 83-76. It's gonna be high score.
Also in line are Yasmin Youssef, a junior studying psychology, and Neetha Khan. Both are slightly built young women wearing Muslim hijab head coverings. The two girls had been in line for about 2 hours to get a Mason Final Four t-shirt. Yasmin says that the team's success has helped the school's image.
It's really exciting to be in the Final Four, I guess. You know, Mason doesn't really get a lot of coverage, so it's exciting now.
I want you guys screaming as loud as you can.
At the final rally before the team leaves for Indianapolis to play Florida, junior cheerleader Laura Lazarus told VOA Sports that this is the most excited she has seen the school in her 3 years there.
Oh, it's been amazing. This has been a dream come true. This is my third year at Mason. We haven't had anything half this exciting since I've been here, and it's just been absolutely incredible seeing the entire student body be as excited as Mason as we are. So it's been incredible.
Shortly after the interview, she is on stage to cheer Patriots coach Jim Larrañaga, who sets off a raucous celebration when he takes the microphone. Larrañaga, a 56-year-old former assistant coach at Virginia, has led the Patriots for 9 years. He told the packed student union that his anniversary comes on the day that Mason plays Florida.
And on my 9th anniversary, we will be playing the University of Florida, with the winner advancing to the national championship on Monday night. I've been trying to think long and hard as to what I could possibly ask for like an anniversary present. You guys have any ideas?
George Mason started the tournament as a 500-1 underdog. Not great odds, but the Patriots have surprised both observers and opponents with a team-oriented game that is strong on defense. Larrañaga says that he is hoping that the Florida Gators get the same surprise that Michigan State, North Carolina, and Connecticut got.
The night we played the afternoon we played the University of North Carolina. My last message to our players was this. North Carolina fans think their players are supermen. But our fans know we're kryptonite.
If George Mason beats Florida, the Patriots would face the winner of the other semifinal between Louisiana State and UCLA. The Fairfax school also stands to profit financially from its success. According to a company that measures sports sponsorships, the school has earned an extra $4 million from its success so far. Should George Mason win the national title, that number could almost triple. In Fairfax, Virginia, I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.